Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Big news in the NFL that impacts your Houston Texans. First, earlier in the show, we found out that Kyler Murray is going to play football. He's going to focus on football and, quote, dedicate his life to the sport he loves. We've thrown out the question on Sports Radio 610. I'm going to ask you, John Lopez, again, who scares you most as a potential quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars, who have the seventh pick in the upcoming NFL draft? Kyler Murray out of Oklahoma, or Nick Foles, the Super Bowl-winning quarterback that is most likely going to be traded, and his quarterback coach, John DeFilippo, is already out there?
Nick Foles in the short term, Kyler Murray in the long term, and I think that's pretty much what everybody's thinking, right?
I think it's all about situation. Jacksonville lost their starting left tackle after week two last year. Cam Robinson didn't allow a single pressure in week one, goes down week two, and the offensive line turns to shambles. They have a good offensive line in place. They've invested a lot there, and I think Kyler Murray has shown that he can play very well behind a good offensive line. I think the thought of Kyler Murray in Jacksonville scares the crap out of me, because I think quarterback's effectiveness is all about situation. Jacksonville, with that defense and with that offensive line, assuming that they're healthy, that scares the living crap out of me. And you throw in Leonard Fournette and all the other stuff they got going on, that to me would be the most nightmarish situation.
Everything today affects the Houston Texans. I mean, the Browns are a playoff favorite now because of what they're doing, and we'll get to that in just a second. But in terms of, Foles and Kyler Murray, Kyler Murray might get drafted by Jacksonville, and as much as I think Foles would be a better quarterback for them in the short term, I mean, maybe not. The guy's electric, absolutely electric, and it's a veteran team with a good defense.
30 days from now is going to be the most exciting day in NFL offseason history, and I mean, I know that sometimes signings happen and the internet goes nuts, but as far as being able to forecast it, 30 days from now, free agency's going to start. We're going to the moving. It doesn't take long for the movement to start when free agency starts. As a matter of fact, we know days before because of this legal tampering thing where players are going to go. We have a pretty good idea. 30 days from now, free agency starts and Kyler Murray is going to have his pro day. And that pro day was already intriguing. I think we were kind of mocking it because he wouldn't commit to whether or not he was going to play football. But now that we know Kyler Murray is going to be in this draft and we know he's going to be playing football, this is going to be a crazy day 30 days from now. We're going to have to do a show during it, which is exciting because there's going to be a lot of moving parts, but it's going to be absolutely insane what happens 30 days from now. And I hope, for the sake of Texans fans and for the sake of the fears that I just expressed, I hope Kyler Murray goes somewhere other than Jacksonville, because I'm starting to warm up to the possibility that Kyler Murray might be good in the NFL. And I think Jacksonville, of all the teams, and we're looking at them, Tampa Bay with Bruce Arians, the Giants,
Miami.
I think Jacksonville's the best situation. But the one thing that does play into my favor with these fears is that Tom Coughlin's the shot caller there. And I don't know that Tom Coughlin is going to fall in love with Kyler Murray.
Well, he might like him as a player, but I don't think he's going to fit in Tom Coughlin's system. Now, maybe he'll change his mind and he's evolved a little bit, but I think you're right on that. However, I mean, he also sees the trend in the NFL and these types of quarterbacks, and Baker Mayfield in particular, you know, having success.
I thought the Texans should have been in pursuit of Kareem Hunt, the former Chiefs running back. We all remember him getting kicked off the team last year after week 11 because of the domestic violence video, the altercation that he had with the young lady outside of the hotel room. A lot of people are throwing out the name Le'Veon Bell. I know we've discussed it, but Kareem Hunt was a guy that was on the market, and it was going to be a high reward, low risk type move. Well, apparently the Texans don't have to make that decision anymore because the Cleveland Browns have signed him. He's going to be reunited with the man who drafted him, former Kansas City GM John Dorsey, who also drafted Tyreek Hill, who had a lot of questions, and Pat Mahomes, who didn't have any off-field questions, but he looks like a genius for taking him. Kareem Hunt led the league in rushing in 2017 as a rookie, second-round pick. He also rushed for 824 yards last year in 11 games, which, just to put in perspective, that's 130 less yards than Lamar Miller in just five games. The Browns released a statement after this signing, and I got to tell you, I know that it's weird when you have to do this after you make a signing, But if we're just grading statements, mm-hmm. and the words in which you say or the words in which you type after you make a signing like this, John Dorsey gets an A+.
You cannot be serious.
This
is an F- to paraphrase John McClain. And the reason is this is like public relations 101. I probably wrote this statement in a PR class that I took at A&M.
Read it for
30
me.
Years ago. Present I don't have me. To read it for you.
You want me to read it for you?
I've read it. And it has all the catchphrases. We do not condone. He's taken responsibility for his actions. What else? Let me look at here. Oh, he's got a commitment to get better.
This is the John Lopez. This is the John Lopez.
The worst statement.
Let me read it.
This is out of a textbook.
All right, let me read it for you. I won't read the whole thing. I'll just read the first paragraph. My relationship and interaction with Kareem since 2016 in college was an important part of this decision-making process.
Blah, blah, blah.
But
blah,
we
blah.
Then did extensive due diligence with many
individuals.
Oh,
there's one. Due diligence, too.
Including clinical professionals to have a better understanding of the person he is today and whether it was prudent to sign him. There were two different factors. One, this is...
Wait for it.
One is that Wait Kareem took full responsibility...
Full responsibility!
...for his egregious actions... And showed true remorse.
True remorse!
And secondly, just as importantly, he is undergoing and is committed to necessary professional treatment in a plan that has been clearly laid out.
I want you to keep reading it, because this is out of a textbook. This is the worst statement. First of all...
Want me to keep reading it?
Yeah, but first of all, the fact that you have to make a statement the day, the minute you sign someone...
This was written before.
...shows you how, of course, how bad... the signing is.
I think it's a good
statement. Keep reading it. This is an F-.
We fully understand and respect the complexity of questions and issues in signing a player with Kareem's history.
Here comes. Wait for it.
We do not condone his actions. Given what we know about Kareem through our we believe he deserves a second chance.
Boom. Second chance.
But certainly with the understanding that he has to go through critical and essential steps to become a performing member of this organization. Aside from what the NFL determines from their ongoing investigation, we fully understand Kareem is subject to discipline by the NFL. Here at the Browns,
there we go.
A detailed plan with expectations laid out that he understands and must follow.
Oh, he understands he must follow the expectation.
Because
never heard
that
before.
Any similar incident.
Wait, here's the best part.
Will not be tolerated.
Will not be tolerated.
We will support Kareem through this process. Uh-oh, here comes another one. And utilize our resources, however permitted, to help him become successful on and off the field.
On and off the field.
As long as he continues to show the commitment necessary to represent the organization.
This is embarrassing.
What do you want him to say?
Look, stand up in front of people.
You want him to go up there and flip two birds at you?
No, I want him
You want him to go, no. Hey, it's all about winning football.
I think... John Dorsey needs to get in a room with Christine Brennan and a bunch of other writers and answer questions. This is PR 101. This is the worst.
From a football perspective, though, from a football perspective.
Yeah, we can talk football. Just saying this is a bad look, and, hey, more power to him.
If he messes up, they can get rid of him. And then the big scheme of things outside of the PR backlash, which will go away, by the way, looks like he did the last couple of years. But from just a football perspective, the Cleveland Browns, they haven't released. And he has to start out on the exempt list. So his suspension, we still don't know how long he's going to miss next year and what his suspension is going to be.
Right.
But from just a football perspective, Le'Veon Bell is going to demand a lot of money. Mm-hmm. He's going to get a lot of money. They just got the leading rusher in the league 2 years ago and a guy who was performing at an all-pro level.
Going into his third year.
Going into it just his third year in the NFL, and they got him for cheap. And not only that, they got Nick Chubb from Georgia, who was one of the best rookie running backs, probably the best rookie, well, outside of Saquon Barkley, after Saquon Barkley, one of the best rookie running backs in the league. They got a 1-2 punch that I would put up against just from on-field. Again, I understand the reservations, but just from an on-field perspective, Cleveland Browns might have the best 1-2 punch in the entire NFL outside of New Orleans, and Mark Ingram's a free agent this year.
Yeah, you know, set aside the horrible statement that they made, which, by the way, also gives them an out. You know, now anytime anybody approaches John Dorsey about Kareem Hunt, he goes, well, we already talked about that. No, you didn't. You issued a statement, but let's set that aside. You want to talk about football? Football, this is the Chiefs are in the playoffs. Chiefs, you know, barring
the Browns.
I mean, the Browns, barring a massive injury, the Browns are going to the playoffs.
John Dorsey's resume is impressive. Drafted the MVP of the league this year.
Mm-hmm.
Tyreek Hill's probably about to be the highest paid receiver in the NFL. Drafted him, and he has the Browns looking pretty good right now.
Yeah.
Say what you want. A lot of Texans fans upset on the text line, 713-572-4610. I do like how you did those cliches. Can we continue this game on the back end of the next segment with Sean?
Absolutely.
Because Kareem Hunt has a statement as well.
Oh, God.
Let me put the over-under. How many cliches are we going to hear in the Kareem Hunt statement?
8.5.
It's not that long.
Okay, 6.5.
Okay, we're going to put it at 6.5. 713-572-4610. Are you taking
the over
or the under?
Apologize. Remorse. Responsibility for my actions. I've been going through counseling, with the help of my support system and family and friends. Am I getting warm?
You're missing one.
Okay.
Missing one. Thanks to the Browns for believing in me. It's going to be another one. Thank you for them for trusting the person I am today.
Blah, 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 blah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.